Blog Talk Radio.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved, strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you, come and do what you do.
Glory to God. I want to thank you and welcome you to our Wednesday broadcast every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We need a move. I'm going to be talking about today, make a move. Glory to God. God is moving by His Spirit. I want you to go into your place of worship and enjoy the music, and I'll be right back. Praise God. This is Pastor Teresa Dockson. I'm excited and delighted once again to come before you and to just lend the word of God to you so that you may use it and prosper and cause others to prosper. Let's lift up a word of prayer. Get your Bibles out. I'm telling you, there's nothing about seeking more from the will of God. Get your Bibles. Get in a place of peace. Get in a place of serenity. Get in a place where you can hear God's voice. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this time with you. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would clean us up so that we can hear from you, so that we will know your will, we'll know your way, and we'll move forward in what you are asking us to do. God, I ask you that you would saturate the minds of the people that are on the line, God, that you would cause a downpour and an upload to lift their spirits and to cause them, Lord, to know more about what you're doing in this season, God, that we would not be confused, that we would know exactly what your will is as we move forward in the things of the kingdom. And I ask you to keep us covered with the blood of Jesus, our family, our loved ones, and everything that concerns us, so that we can do your will. In Jesus' mighty, massive name, we pray. Amen, amen. You know, I get so excited when I think about the move of God, when I think about the goodness of God, when I think about all of the things that he have done for me. Did I deserve it? Absolutely not. Do I receive it? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're going to be talking about what's next. We need to move as we move forward. And we know that to everything there's a season. Yes, to everything there's a season. A season to be born, a season to die, a season to be still, a season to move forward. A season, even the Bible even talks about a season to moan, a season to reap, a season to weep. To everything, there's a season. But I'm going to be talking about in Ecclesiastic, if you would be so kind to turn your Bibles. And you know, I'm encouraging you to have your Bibles. Because it is our basic instruction before leaving earth. Yes, we go to church. Yes, we go to Bible class, Sunday school, what have you. But there is nothing like flipping the scriptures and touching heaven. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. And I'm going to turn to Ecclesiastic 9. Ecclesiastic 9, and I'm going to read verses 7 through 12. Verses 7 through 12. We're still talking about we need a move. We need a spiritual move. We need a physical move. We need a emotional move. We need a psychological move. We need a behavioral move. We need a move. When you're talking about you need a move, we're talking about we need a change. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. In Ecclesiastics, and I'm going to be reading the NIV version. And the Bible says, go, eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart. For God has already approved you do. Always be clothed in white and always anoint your head with oil. Enjoy life with your wife or your husband or just enjoy your life whom you love all the days, this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun. All your meaningless days. For this is your lot in life and in your toilsome labor under the sun. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. For in the realm of the dead, where you are going, hallelujah, we all got to cross over that way one day. There's neither work, planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. I have seen some things else under the sun. For the race is not given to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant. Listen, listen up. Or favor to the learned. But time and change happens to all of them. No matter what you got going on, you still have to embrace change. Moreover, no one knows when their hour will come. As fish are caught in a cruel net, or birds are taken in a snare, so people are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly on them. And the word of God is blessed and a blessing for our soul and spirit. The word of God is blessed in the name of Jesus. For the Bible is food for our bodies, for our mind, for our spirit, for our day, for our direction. So I start with go and eat your food with gladness. Enjoy your food. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your days. Because God has already approved it. Amen. And when the Bible is talking about always be clothed in white, always be operating in purity. Holiness is the course of the day, meaning the right mindset, the right kind of thinking, and then always anoint your head with oil. What does that mean? Same thing. Let your folk in God's anointing. And when it says enjoy your wife, enjoy your life. Enjoy your days. Whom you love. Enjoy the people around you. Show that you love them. Shift the atmosphere. You know, it took my mind to think about, I don't know if you all remember, and I know that most of us remember this. Remember IBM? The IBM computer and the typewriter. And it's been around for a while, but IBM stands for the International Business Machine. That's way before Google and all of the devices we have now. But IBM, I remember if you had an IBM typewriter or the IBM DOS computer, you had it going on, right? But the company started, I did a little research. The company started in 1911 as a manufacturer, and it was like a tabulating machine. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody was so happy about IBM. And then back then, the machine used to punch cards to make their tabulation. So in 1953, the IBM made its first computer. I'm talking about the Everything There's a Season. And it was a machine that worked on a vast combination of vacuum tubes, which it filled an entire room. So IBM began to matriculate. IBM began to grow. IBM began to develop other things. It was a giant. IBM was like a giant calculator. It did the mathematics calculation. It went on to do groundbreaking technology, you know, and it had a feel of its own electronics. Thomas Watson, he was the pioneer for IBM computers. And I remember as a little girl, you know, I used to see those big machines and computers at my school, and I always wanted to know more about it, but that was like something that you couldn't even go around because only the principals and those that were in the leadership positions had access to those the IBM computers. But listen to this. Even when Watson was coming up with this ingenious, innovative machine, he had no idea where his invention would go from there. He was famous from, you know, just the presentation in 1950 when he predicted that the world would not need more than 5 computers. He made that prediction. So he thought. That was his insight. That was his imagination. You know, he was innovative, but that was as far as he could see. What do you see? You know, what move do you see? You know, Watson, he sure missed the mark when he made that prediction about the computers, where it would go. He said 5 computers would carry the whole entire world. So today, just think about 5 computers carrying the whole world. Think about, we got computers that there's telephones. We got computers that's headsets. We got computers that's desktops, laptops. We got computers that's handheld computers. Think about it. Everything that we do is computer generated. So his prediction on where these the action of the computers, he was a little off, I would say. But he was the first one that came up with it. This IBM, this prediction that we was going to just need five. Listen, to everything there's a season. And today there's a season. There's a move that's taking its place right now. And we can't understand the total movement, but God is sending a message. He's saying in Ecclesiastes, he's telling us to enjoy where we are, to be pure mindset, but he wants us to move forward in the things of the kingdom. Yes, the church doors close, but guess what? We're the church. Amen? The church is in us. The church is in us. I'm going somewhere with this. Time and change happens every moment. Every moment something is happening. Every moment something is being created. Every moment something is dying. Every moment something is being birthed out. I want to know. I want to ask you this question. Is something being birthed out in you? Is something manifesting in your life? Is something being developed in your day? This is a move that God is allowing to happen. Call it COVID-19 or coronavirus. That it stopped the course of almost every one day. You know, I was talking to a customer service rep at Wells Fargo today. And as he was talking, and he was talking almost like a computer, you know, he was reading the script. And I had to get him off the script, right? Because I wanted to push him into his now. And I knew he was in his script. And he said, as we was collaborating and negotiating some things, he said, as though he didn't know anything about COVID. And I asked him, I said, well, I don't know if COVID is in your area. I said, but it's over where I'm at. It's in my area. And, you know, I had to get him off the script. And then he kind of like came into his human self. And I was able to touch him in a different type of way to get him off the script. Because guess what? This is a move. And I wanted him to be able to adjust to this move that's off the script. And as we began to talk, I explained to him about the different deaths, the different things that I have seen. And he said to me that he had no death in his family, that he had no concerns, no issues, because life was beautiful. And he said, knock on wood, that it will stay that way. And I began to share with him the different things that's going on, not just in my family, but in the families of thousands and millions of people. And then he went on to say that COVID was where he was as well. And in a sense, he was saying he was grateful, and that's where I wanted to get him to a point where he understood that God is trying to make things happen. Change has to come. This is a move. You know, God is still causing heaven to shake earth. God is still causing the shifting. Mountains are still being moved, and strongholds are still being loosed. And I believe that God is causing his people to see him as the God of the earth. You know, sometimes we depend on government to send the stimulus, or the government to cause your unemployment to manifest, or the government to do this or do that. But God is asking us to manifest. We need a move. You need a move. I need a move. We need to be about our Father's business. Why? Because giants are still being slain. Bodies are still being raised. Things are still happening. And in order for God to move in the earth realm, God wants us to understand what we need to be doing in this season. Ecclesiastic give us a hint in this passage at what the next step that we need to look forward to in a world like this. We must understand our moment. Sometimes we get so caught up in situations and people that we're not moving forward in the things of the kingdom. Ecclesiastic is a tough book of the Bible, I would say, to comprehend. The writer is taking stock in everything he's observing in the world around him, and he's searching for a way to move forward. He is seeking to understand the moment in which he finds himself. Are we seeking to find ourselves? Let's consider this. A few details about Ecclesiastic that will help us to understand the words of this particular Bible passage. One of the key words in Ecclesiastic is it keep repeating itself over and over again from the beginning of the book all the way to the end of the Hebrew word Hebel. In the NIV English translation, it's used here. The translation is saying meaningless. So if you're familiar with other English translation of the Bible, then maybe you recognize this repeated word in Ecclesiastic as vanity. I agree with Heaven Today. I agree with many biblical, commentaries that the understanding of the Hebrew word Hebel is a monetary it's a word that brings increase. It's a word that bring memory, where you can remember momentary points. And what I'm trying to say is, one of the points is that wisdom of this writer in Ecclesiastic, he's observing how our grand scope of God's universe is talking about everything under the sun. Listen to what he's saying. To everything, there's a season. Everything. So we wouldn't think that time to get a divorce. We wouldn't think that, because traditionally you feel like, oh, there's never a time to get a divorce. Is it a time to kill? Is it a time to lie? You know, certain things, we wouldn't think that there's a time for this. But if you look at Ecclesiastic, it's talking about to everything there's a season. So the writer is trying to make it plain that it's always something that we have to deal with. You know, you see couples getting married, and then you see couples separating. You see babies being born. You see families happy. You see families destroyed. You see husband and wife been married for years, and then all of a sudden there's a shift. Maybe the wife passed away or the husband passed away. To everything, there's a season. And when you think about that, what? There's moments of depression when you think about couples that's together for years and all of a sudden that span has ended. To everything, there's a season. But in order, and even back to the IBM machine, it was a season. Hey, that IBM machine was everything. But now that IBM machine is what? Almost nothing. But in the span of years that we have in our life, God is saying to us, what are you going to do with this moment that I've given you? Because it's a season. We have to know the season that we're in. We cannot allow time to keep passing by and we don't take control of our life, because we cannot take control of this world that we live in, but we can take control of our life. What is it there? What is left there for us to do? Some people say, well, you know, I done it all. I really can't think of nothing else to do. And so the enemy make you feel like you've done it all. There's so much more. This is the question that I picked up, and it remains in my spirit from the wisdom of the writer of Ecclesiastes. After all the chapters that I read, he's observing the world, and the answer seemed rather simple, rather basic. I want to make this most simple. He said, enjoy your food. He even went on and said, enjoy your drinks. And then he said, enjoy your family. And then he also, listen to what he says, accept the blessings that God provide with gratitude. That's what I picked up. And I said today to someone that I was doing some things for, but I was doing it by choice, not by not because I had to. I was doing it because I chose to. And I said, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. But I misquoted the statement and said, don't kiss a gift horse in the mouth. And he said, that's gross. But I made the correction. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. When someone's blessing you and they're doing something they don't have to do and you're complaining about it, that's when the statement is appropriate. Be grateful for the little things, for everything. And I'm going to give you a translation, the Hebrew translation. Hela. I think the word in proportion, translation, it carries the ideal of sharing or a distribution of your gift and talents to others. See, God measures the portion that we share our blessings day by day and how it creates people to have more love, more compassion. When you give, it shall be given back to you. So when you show love, or when you go beyond what's required of you, you're giving a portion of love to those around you. Let me make it plain to you. I'm going to say it like this. When you cook a delicious meal in front of me and you cook it for me, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I think we all on the line are grateful. And it's those little things that God is looking for. Do I ask for a second helping so that we can give a portion of the blessings to others? So we get our portion, and then we want a second portion because we want to be what? Completely satisfied. And in order to be completely satisfied, we have to be fulfilled. In order to be fulfilled, we have to know and be grateful for the blessing that God put before us. We all struggle a little bit with this and that, or showing gratefulness. But what God is saying in this season, he wants you to enjoy your blessing. He wants you to show your gratitude. He wants you to after you're blessed and you have blessed someone else, he wants you to give to others your gift. Okay, so I started off by talking about the IBM machine. When he created that IBM machine, Watson, he was giving to others his blessing. And that blessing is still being multiplied today, because when you cut on your computer, or when you pick up that cell phone, or when you put on your headset, all of that stemmed from the blessing of the IBM computer. Let me make it biblical based. Let's talk about Elijah on Mount Carmel. It was a grandiose moment. He wanted David and Goliath. It was that kind of event. It was an event when Moses parted the sea. You know, it was when Peter walked on the water type of moment, that IBM computer. So what I'm saying, what is your moment? What is your move? What is your season? What is it that God wants you to be doing? You know, we get up, we go through the motion, but God wants your portion. God has placed us in this situation, in this season, to produce, to tribute, to distribute, to make a step of faith. I could go on and on, because this is truly a move. Is it for you to write a book? Is it for you to sing a song? Is it for you to start a television broadcast? Is it for you to start feeding the hungry? Is it, you know, I was looking at these masses that they're making. Beautiful masses. This is something that God has allowed for in. You know, we pray, let the check be in the mail. What God is saying to you, capitalize on this moment. The enemy want to cause you to be all over the place, complaining about this, seeing this problem, seeing that problem, upset about that, and just so many emotions. But God is saying, stay focused on this moment that the Lord is leading you to be grateful, to be enjoying your life, so that you can hear him. Because the end is coming. In verse 10, he said, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. For in the realm of the dead, where you're going, one day you're going to not be able to be found doing. Taking care of the Father's business. Because, you see, the enemy wants to distract you so much that you're so busy doing or trying to keep things straight. Or you're listening to issues of others or complaints of others that you're not found doing. And then in verse 11, let me finish verse 10. In the realm of the dead, where you are going, there's neither work nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. So now is the time. This is the move to use your hands to do what you need to do, to use your knowledge to cause manifestations to come, to use your wisdom to cause understanding to manifest. And then verse 11 says, I have seen nothing else under the sun. For the race is not given to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise. Listen, you didn't know that, did you? Food doesn't come to the wise, or wealth come to the brilliant, or favor come to the learned. Just because you know about something, favor don't come to you. But time and chance happens to all of them. Time is going to come to you. Chance is going to come. But change is going to come. No one knows when their hour is going to come. As the fish are caught in a cruel net, and birds are not sure, are not taken in a snare, so people are trapped. Listen, who are the people? People are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly on them. We have to be found doing, being about our Father's business. You can get so entangled with this and with that. You go in a circle. Your whole day will pass. And you look around, you completed nothing. So you feel what? You feel useless. Because you made some decisions to spend your time being non-productive. You know what I'm talking about. This is a move. God is set, locked in the house because of the virus. What did you find your hands to do? What did you do? What did you do? Ask yourself. And get you an ink pen. I would say a pencil, but you might erase what you write. Get you an ink pen. Write the vision down. Write down your heart desires. It doesn't matter how old you are. God spared your life because He still has need of you. It's not by accident, hallelujah, that you woke up this morning. This is a move. Things are still happening, but we be so caught up on things that's non-productive. Not just material things. I'm talking about kingdom things. You know, dealing with breakthroughs, getting some breakthroughs, prophetic breakthroughs. You know, God is trying to take us to a place where we can hear Him clearly and move forward in the things of the kingdom. This is a move, people of God. This is a move. Don't take it lightly. And He know your name. I'm going to take a music break. But while I'm taking this break, I want you to agree with heaven today that you're going to write the vision down. So go get your ink pens and go get your pad so you can begin to write. And we're going to take a music break and we're going to start writing some things down.
The song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, because yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on
How many want change? Change is not going against time. We have to make a move. We have to make a move. We have to make it happen. If I want peanut butter cookies, I can't just say, oh, peanut butter cookies, come. I have to get up. I have to get the peanut butter and butter, not margarine. I have to get butter, 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 butter. I have to get the ingredients. I have to put it together. And some have to write it down. And you just have to go straight by the paper. Put it, mix it together. And before you know it, you'll have those, what, cookies. Amen. God is trying to speak to your spirit so you can get that vision. Now, I don't know how many actually went and got that paper and that EC. God knows. God knows. You're not just on the line to be on the line. You're on the line because this is a move. And we're going to initiate a prophetic move in your life. In this hour, we have 15 minutes on the broadcast. And we're going to get ready to cause a spiritual activation in your life. So as you begin to move forward with that ink pen, hallelujah, if you are obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. The Bible says, if you are obedient, you eat the good of the land. So if you don't have that pad and you don't have that ink pen, we're going to give you a minute or so to get it, because this is a move. And I want you to embrace this move. Pull from heaven. Pull from heaven. Join your faith with mine. Begin to write it. Begin to write your heart desire. Begin to write those things that you thought of when you were a child. Some things you wanted to accomplish. Some things that will make you feel complete. Some things that will give you that second helping. You know, some things that you feel you missed out on. Begin to write down some things. This is prophetic writing. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. If you're willing and obedient, you'll enjoy your food. If you're willing and obedient, you will enjoy your family. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And you will not be moved when situations happen. You're waiting on God's appointed time, and the time is now. This is the move. God has determined how long you will wait in his waiting room. God determines the time. God promised Abraham that he would have a seed, and he waited for God's appointed time. He waited in God's waiting room 25 years. God's appointed time. It's now. Write it down. Make it plain. Jacob had a waiting time. Jacob waited, 14 years for Rachel. God's appointed time. This is a move. Think about everyone in the Bible that had to wait for that appointed time. They had to wait for that move of God. Write the vision down. Make it plain. I pray that you're writing. 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 God's going to write through you. God's going to speak to you. Think about Jonah. Don't be Jonah. Yes. Don't be Jonah. You're going to be in the big fish. You're going to be in his mouth. Come on, write it down. Write it down. Make it plain. Hallelujah. 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 Everything dead is going to come alive. You ask the Lord how long. You ask the Lord how long. How long will you hide your face from me? You ask him. God said, I'm revealing things to you now. In the name of Jesus. These are the times of manifestation. Your hour has come. This is a move, people of God. This is a move. I hope that you wrote down at least one thing. Capitalize on this moment. Capitalize on this hour. Capitalize on this time. Because the Lord is speaking. This is a move. Can do what he's doing. This is a move. This is a move. You didn't know that God is still moving problems. You didn't know that God is still solving situations. Yes, all of this fire going on in the land. God is still putting out fires. This is a move. Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Visions are still manifesting. Wonders is still what he does. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Enjoy your life. Please God, by moving forward with the things of the kingdom. Laugh, love, forgive, and live. Amen. As you keep up with the things of the kingdom, let God use you. Don't say, oh, I'm going to go pray about it. You already been praying. It's time to understand that faith without works is dead. Move forward together in the things of the kingdom. Make a move. Make a move. Because it's your season to move forward. And just tell the devil, I won't go back. I won't go back to the way it used to be, to that mindset of depression, that mindset of negativity, the mindset of gossip, the mindset of discord. Laugh at the devil because you got the favor of God all over you. Amen. You're on wings of an eagle. Wings with the prophetic words of God. Amen. Amen. And glory to God. Father, we just thank you for this time. Thank you that you continue to use your people. Father, thank you that we will not be stagnated. We will not be stuck. We will not be held hostage by anything or anyone. Father, we just thank you right now that where we are, ye may be also. And we ask these blessings in the name of Jesus, that you would bless everyone that wrote down their vision, that they would begin to write like never before, and people would read it, and others will run forward with it. For the shift has come, says the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Again, I want to encourage you, if you like what we're doing and you want to be part of the kingdom blessing, you can go to www.giveify.com. That's GIVELIFY.com. And you can sow into the many different things that we're doing. You can look up Pastor Teresa Docs or Elder QT Docs, Kingdom Builders International or Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. You can give us a call at area code 313-583-9789. I think I messed that number up. 313-583-9739. Hallelujah. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Make a move. Sow into good ground. Because sow where you're going and grow where you're planted. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. I want to send blessings to everyone that's on the line. And just know, if you know someone that you feel would be blessed with a broadcast, we're sponsoring people that want to come forth and want to have their own broadcast. So if you want to send some names in to us, please feel free to do so. But I want to give you a couple of scriptures before we leave. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verse 1 through 22. For everything there's a season, and a time, every matter under heaven. And then Daniel 2 and 21. He changes times and seasons. He moved kings and set up kings. He gave wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Genesis 8 and 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And the last but not least, Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we don't quit. Hallelujah. For as the rain and the snow come down from the heavens, do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. It's going to give seed if you're a sower. Amen. Continue to sow not just your finance, but sow your time into the things of the kingdom. I want to say, have a terrific, blessed, anointed, blessed rest of your day. And know, and know, and know that God has favored you. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. Amen. I'm going to play one last song. And this song is to encourage you to tell the devil, I won't go back to the way things used to be. Because I'm moving forward in my new season. I'm making a move. Amen. God bless everyone. From Elder QT Docs and myself and the entire Kingdom Builders Ministry, we send love and kindness to your heart today. God bless you. And good evening.
been changed.
I've been changed.
In the presence of the Lord, I've been
free.
Delivered.
Delivered.
And in your presence, Lord,